expecting that now, were you? A song about Harry Truman in this day and age. It's 8 minutes past 1 o'clock with Jack Underwood at Bolo. And like I've been telling you, Dr. William Cast is here. He is going to talk about the cost of malpractice insurance, and he is going to talk to you on the phone. So don't leave 1190 Radio for sure. That is a beautiful song, and that is David Gates and Never Let Her Go. WoWo time is now 1:11 here with Jack Underwood, and I've just been joined by Dr. William Cast, who is chairman of the State Medical Society Committee on Malpractice Insurance. And Dr. Cast, let me start out by saying good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Jack.
I have some things I'd like to ask you in sort of a, well, listen to this. Are doctors leaving the profession because of the high insurance rates on malpractice? And what about general practitioners? Are they able to keep up with things? Or are they farming out some of their work, like fractures, to specialists? How about the high cost of malpractice insurance? Who's going to eventually pay for that? Does that ask you a question?
Oh, yes.
All right.
The answer to your question, all of them would be yes. The costs, are they going to be passed along? Well, aren't all costs passed along? The doctors are not alone in having their insurance costs rise. One of the major hospitals in Indianapolis had an increase in premium cost from $180,000 to $800,000.
Really?
And
now, what is this premium cost for their malpractice
this
insurance?
This is for their insurance to cover their hospital liability,
which is
medical liability.
Yes.
They have to come up with the money, and the money, of course, will come from their patients.
Mm-hmm. And in turn, that will come from the patient's insurance, which will come from the patient paying for the insurance, I assume is the way it's going.
The final pocket will be the patient's pocket, mm-hmm. and it is because of this that we have felt the obligation to start early with this issue and bring it to the public. We certainly don't want them to be surprised.
What are the high-risk doctors? I mean, I can imagine an orthopedic surgeon being one of the highest risks as far as paying his premium.
Really, any doctor that does work of a critical nature, a neurosurgeon, an orthopedist, a plastic surgeon, emergency room doctors, these are the high-risk doctors because they're doing life and death critical work.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason I brought up general practitioner, I've seen on some of the television newscasts and here on the radio, where a lot of them have had to actually give up their practice because they cannot afford malpractice insurance that they must have, even if they're just setting broken arms and legs. Is that right?
This is correct. It is mainly in a rural area where a physician must provide a very broad range of services.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps he's the only one around to set a fracture, to deliver a baby, to do things that in a large city might be farmed out. But if this physician is older and he is no longer able to do a high volume of work or semi-retired, then the cost becomes absolutely prohibitive. Retirement of the physicians that we can ill afford to lose.
Are they waiting in line to take his place in the small community? I mean, the new young physicians, or aren't they?
There has been a very successful program of recruitment by the medical school to interest young doctors in rural practice. It amazed me, frankly. And the paradox is that now that the program is finally turning out doctors, that there is not an insurance company willing to insure them to go to the small town.
Isn't that something? I presume it's a fantastic cost, because it's not unusual for a claim of $100,000 or even more to be judged against the medical person, is it?
In Indiana, the claims have not been, quote, run away to the extent that some of the California, New York claims.
Mm-hmm.
I think a better test is, are they reasonable? And frankly, many of them are unreasonable and unpredictable. And insurance must be predictable.
I see.
Or the company will not write it.
And it makes it extremely hard to set a premium, doesn't it?
Nobody knows how to set a premium at the present time.
Well, I think we've set a stage. And one reason, Dr. Cast, I wanted you here today, we have a telephoning device back in another... you've been back there. I'd like to have you go back there and have the people who are listening in right now that may have questions that we've talked about, or maybe some things we haven't even touched on. What have we missed? Anything exciting here?
I think people are pretty well informed. This has been an issue that people are generally interested
mm-hmm.
in.
All right, then I would like you to go back to our call for action office And I'll give them the number, 742-7277. There are a battery of phones back there. And you'll be happy to talk with them about it and learn their views on this.
Very happy.
And then don't run away, because if you can get back here, oh, in 25, 30 minutes, I'd like your views on what the people called in. You know, I want you to reconnoiter the troops, so to speak, as far as malpractice insurance is concerned.
Well, that'll be very interesting.
All right, why don't you do that? And I'll play some records and read some commercials, and I'll look forward to you coming back in, oh, let's say about 10 minutes of one, and it'll give the folks a lot of time to call you.
Okay, I'll try to make the call.
Okay,
short. Good.
742-7277. Remember that. Dr. William Cass, now he is the State Medical Society's chairman of the Committee on Malpractice Insurance. So if you've got anything in your mind about it, call 742-7277 now, and Dr. Cast will be happy to talk to you. Dr. Cast is retired now to that telephone, 742-7277. If you have any questions about malpractice insurance, give him a call. He'll try and answer them for you very briefly. Here's Petula Clark, and this kind of fits in. A Sign of the Times. Ah, that could be right. Petula Clark. And the Sign of the Times at 22 minutes past 1 with Jack Underwood at WoWo. Ohio has 22 minutes past 2. And Dr. William Cast has gone to the Call for Action room to answer your phone calls concerning the malpractice insurance. 742-7277. Give him a call, state your views, and ask any questions alike. He'll be brief in his answers, but that's necessary due to the number of calls that will be coming in. In about 10 minutes of 2, Dr. Cast will come back to the studio and tell me the ideas you folks had and some of the thoughts you had on insurance and doctors and all that sort of thing. Should be very interesting. So if you have anything you'd like to say to Dr. Cast, who is a very nice young man, just give him a call. It's 742-7277. Shopping around for a new car? Well, take your time and be particular. Now, a new car is a big investment, so visit all the car dealers, then make your last stop, Northway Chrysler Plymouth. Take your quotes from all the other dealers, take them to Northway, and you'll be sure that you get the best buy. Not only money-wise, but in every way, you'll find the best at Northway. The best selection of new cars, the best in service to you, and the best price. At Northway, they say, you'll save hundreds. Northway Chrysler Plymouth, 4140 Coldwater Road.
Catch the undefeated Red Hot Hoosiers as they streak towards the NCAA tournament. Follow every game, plus the battle for the NCAA crown on WoWo.
Okay, by the way, the Hoosiers play Michigan State Saturday following Hoosier hysteria right here on WoWo. Sunny and 41 degrees with Jack Underwood. It's 126 now, and Frankie Valli with My Eyes Adored You. Frankie Valli said so. My eyes adored you. This is Jack Underwood. It's 129 at WoWo. It's sunny and 41 degrees in Fort Wayne.
Look out, old Mac is back.
Oh, you have just been swung with Mac the Knife here with Jack Underwood, where it's 132. And Dr. Cast is still waiting your phone call at 742-7277. Call and tell him what you think about the current malpractice insurance costs. The Electric Light Orchestra, and I can't get it out of my head, and it's exactly 25 minutes before 2 o'clock with Jack Underwood at WoWo. Sunny and 41 degrees, and the forecast looks like high in the mid-40s with increasing cloudiness, and cloudy tonight. We could get a mixture of drizzle, rain, snow, and fog down in the mid-30s. Could be a little hazardous driving, you know, in more ways than one. But it should end about noon tomorrow, and then pretty good. Continued through Friday, high near 40, and a little bit of intermittent rain down then. Just enough to keep your car dirty. Say, if you want more bushels of soybeans this year, you've got to have more help. And pre-merge dinitrile weed killer at your Farm Bureau co-op is the kind of help you can depend on. Dinitro. It controls tough broadleaf weeds like cockleburr, velvet leaf, smartweed, and it'll complement just about any soybean weed control program you can come up with. Pre-merge, available at your Farm Bureau Co-op. It can be tank mixed with Lasso or Amabin for pre-emergence control behind your planter, or use it in a delayed pre-emergence application. Or if you use the incorporated herbicide for grass control, use it in an overlay. That's Pre-merge, P-R-E-M-E-R-G-E. Pre-merge Dinitro at the Farm Bureau Co-op. Just read the label carefully, and then follow all the directions and all the precautions, too.
The Des Moines Caps and the
Funnies plus prices. So watch the Dining for Dollars movie at 3:30 weekdays on Channel 15.
Today's movie is A Man Called Gannon, starring Tony Franciosa and Susan Oliver at 3:30 on Channel 15.
I get it. That's the lady.
Ludwig really defeat WoWo's master of meteorology, Earl Finkel? Only time will tell. Springtime, that is.
That's right, dumb cop.
W-O-W-O. Well, you bet your boots it is. 41 degrees and sunny, 21 minutes before 2. 21 before 3 in Ohio. 742-7277. The number to call if you'd like to state an opinion to Dr. William Cast about malpractice insurance. That's Danny Fogelberg and part of the plan. That's what he says. 18 minutes before 2 with Jack Underwood at WoWo. Leo Elementary School Science Fair is on 2:30 till 5:30 today. Okay, that call for action number where you can talk to Dr. Cast is 742-7277. Elvis Presley, and what a song. A new one, by the way, My Boy. Well, it's 12 minutes before 2 o'clock here with Jack Underwood, and I promised you that Dr. William Cast would be back at 10 of, but I went and got him because it's time right now, Dr. Cast. Now, you've had an opportunity to talk to some of the folks who, well, were tuned in today, and I would just like to know what's on their mind concerning malpractice insurance.
Well, we had some very good questions. They're not as interested in the technicalities of insurance as they are in what's going to happen and how it's going to affect Fort Wayne and Indiana. One lady brought up the very good point, is what is the medical profession going to do to police itself? If there are bad doctors, what can you do about it?
Mm-hmm.
That seems to me to be a very logical question. I told her that in the law that we are asking the legislature to pass, that we have asked for the ability to have the licensing board be able to put a doctor on probation or temporary suspension. In many of these cases, it's a matter of retraining a doctor or having him review his work. After all, when he graduated, he was presumably a good doctor, and we would like to hope that he could be rehabilitated rather than being thrown out, if that were possible.
Along with that, I do have a question. A doctor is very busy. Everybody knows that. How does he keep upgrading himself? And, you know, with the new advancements and technologies that come along, is this what you call homework?
Well, more and more, homework has always been the answer. But now we're coming up with the question of continuing education.
Mm-hmm.
And most societies are requiring the doctor to demonstrate so much continuing education every year.
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt your line
no.
of thought. Tell
no,
me some more.
That's very much to the point, because the defense against a claim of malpractice should be good practice. And as long as we have and demonstrate good practice, we feel that we should feel comfortable with our patients.
Were any of the listeners concerned about the cost? I presume they were, weren't they?
The people who called mentioned cost only in that they didn't want it to go up.
Mm-hmm.
The laws that we have asked the legislature to consider could go a long way to keeping down the cost. I don't know whether we'll see costs turned down, but we can certainly prevent them from going up if we have the proper laws. People really must turn to the legislature, talk to these men. They are interested. They want to hear from citizens who are concerned, and they can call their legislator with confidence that this man is interested.
Mm-hmm.
And they should do this.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. After all, we went to the polls, and most of us did, voted for the man. We ought to be able to communicate with him and tell him what we want, shouldn't we?
Yes.
All right, Dr. Cast, is there anything else?
Well, there were some interesting sidelights. One man asked about, you know, as you know, most doctors see or treat a lot of these ball teams, PAL leagues, hockey teams, high school teams.
Yes.
For the most part, this is done either for nothing or for expenses only, mm-hmm. As a favor. And it has turned out that some of the doctors' insurance will no longer allow them to do this. And the Academy of Family Practice announced that they would continue as long as they could, but that they felt that unless something were done, that these teams would have to go without a physician.
Oh, my goodness.
I hadn't really thought of that, but certainly if we get some relief in the legislature, this can be avoided. You can't have a team without medical supervision.
I was just thinking back, father of two boys, you know, who went through all the little leagues things, and knowing that doctors who donated their time and their services and certainly their knowledge and know-how, my, that would be a great blow to organized sports, wouldn't it? I mean, young sports.
Well, we can't allow that to happen.
All right, Dr. Cast, I realize you're not a psychiatrist, are you?
Oh, no.
I thought psychiatrists charged by the hour. We're out of time here, and I'm just as sorry as I can be. It's been a great experience for me, and I hope for you, and perhaps we can have you back again, and you can keep us updated on what's going on.
Oh, we'd love to.
Or at least we'll have the newsman get in touch with you and find out what's going on.
Thanks.
Thank you for stopping by, and I'm only sorry I am running out of time, but that's the way the ball bounces, as they say. Okay. Well, thank you folks out there for calling in. And I might say that Dr. Cass said we have some very intelligent listeners out there. So I'm really proud of you. W-O-W-O. I say proud, I do mean proud. It's 7 minutes now before 2 o'clock. And, well, to keep the timber of the show rolling right along, here are the Ozark Mountain Daredevils and Jackie Blue.
On WoWo, weekdays 9 to 5, 742-8373.
Hello, time is 3 minutes before 2 o'clock, and I've said goodbye to Dr. Cast, and I do want to thank you folks for calling in. Tell you what we'll do, we'll see if we can work up something else someday and be back and give you a chance to participate in some thought-provoking things right here with Jack Underwood. Does that sound right? Well, anyway, it sounds pretty good.